Now entering its fifth year, the Lehigh Valley Food and Wine Festival has grown from its humble beginnings as a one-day tented event to a full weekend experience. The largest event of its kind in the region, the festival showcases cuisine from the region's top restaurants and wine from all around the world to more than 5,000 patrons over the course of 3 days. Hosted by Northampton Community College and the Sands in Bethlehem, the festival began in 2010 as a way to provide hands-on experience to Northampton's culinary and hospitality management students, raise money for the NCC Foundation, and celebrate the tantalizing dining experiences available in the Lehigh Valley. Yes, there will be music, cooking demonstrations, samplers, a wine seminar, and the greatest food you ever tasted. This is WDIY 88.1 FM in Allentown, and you are participating in Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with festival committee members Ashley Russo, who is also the executive producer of the Peak TV on Sundays on WFMZ, and, of course, Victor Bach, who is the executive chef and director of foods and beverages at the Sands. And, of course, we will all get hungry as we talk about the tantalizing treats awaiting for you at the festival. Welcome, Ashley and Mike.
Thank you so much for having us, George and Kate.
Yes. It's great to have you both here. Did you bring wine? No wine?
Nope. Okay. No wine. You're saying you're a little remiss.
A little samplers, we were thinking.
So for our listeners who haven't had the good fortune to attend yet and are going to rectify that this year, can you tell us a little bit about how the festival came up into being? I mean, it seems like a wonderful link between the students at NCC.
It's pretty amazing when I heard George saying it started in 2010. That kind of feels like yesterday, and yet here we are about to have the fifth one. It's pretty amazing that's gone that quickly. Victor can tell you a little bit about the beginnings.
Well, it's the great relationship that we have with not only Northampton Community College, but Chef Emeril Lagasse. We, of course, have three of his namesake restaurants at the casino, and Chef Emeril is very, very involved in the local community, certainly in New Orleans, and how it benefits kids in learning the culinary arts field.
Well, it's pretty interesting. You know, I don't know how many people know, but Northampton Community College is actually the largest in the region, and this region is full of colleges. You know, they're kind of around every corner, but NCC has 11,000 students. And 90% of their graduates actually remain in the community. So part of what's wonderful about this event is that the funds benefit the foundation for the college. And, you know, this is people that really are the future workforce and our neighbors and people that are giving back to the community in the future. So it's just a nice combination of all of these worlds merging.
And in this case, I mean, amongst those students are the we were talking about earlier, the culinary and hospitality management students, which is a really remarkable program from what I understand.
It's a very good program considering the size and the nature of it. They produce a very, very well-rounded student. We've continued to take advantage of it, if you would. From our opening in 2009 and having them in our backyard, we've continued to try to grow that relationship with more and more of our employees. They were largely responsible for training most of our dealers when table games and so forth came to the casino. But they are my first resource when it comes to hiring front of the house and especially back of the house culinary students and culinary professionals.
And they'll be very involved with the festival again this year, as they always are?
They always are. They, like I said, we employ quite a few of the graduates on my team as well, but we get several hundred that are volunteers from both the front of the house hospitality curriculum as well as the culinary to work our stands and get involved in all aspects of the weekend.
It's wonderful. And Ashley, it raises a great I was impressed with you the figures for what it raises for the school.
It's pretty amazing, actually. One of the things, the way this came about, was that the school foundation, Northampton Community College Foundation, was given an $800,000 National Endowment for the Humanities Challenge Grant. Okay. So that meant that they needed to raise equal funding, and they just completed a $1.6 million campaign to do that. So it's pretty amazing that the Food and Wine Festival has played a very large role in this and raising over several hundred thousand dollars every single year that goes right into this endowment, into this foundation, and right back to the students. So, you know, when you've got one in four high school students in Northampton County attending Northampton Community College, and then you've got 90% of those graduates staying in this region, this is one of those situations where it's just a win-win-win. And I have to say, you know, I'm not on the cooking side. In fact, I'm sure Victor would be very not proud of me in any way if he saw what I made for dinner this evening. But it's amazing to see the students at all of the stations. It's a little bit like, you know, a chef or a cooking show live. So not only do you go to the festival and get to enjoy wonderful food and wonderful wine from restaurants all over the valley, but you get to see the students actually preparing it. Mm-hmm. Most of them are at stations, and they're actually preparing the food at the same time. So it's a little bit of that experience as well, like a live cooking show.
Well, it has to be wonderful. And I understand that part of the live event, or part of the excitement of the event, will be an announcement for some of these students. Could you tell us a little bit about the program?
Yeah,
and that goes back to Emeril again
as
well.
And again, something that we tried to do with Chef Emeril originally, when he's really the one that brought this this whole idea and this concept of what we wanted to try to do to benefit the college, certainly. But 3 years ago, we had him do a culinary demonstration, mm-hmm. and very limited. It's 100 seats. It's $50 a ticket, and 100% of all the proceeds go to support sending culinary students down to New Orleans mm-hmm. for a week. Basically all expenses paid, if you would, to wow. work in some of his three restaurants that he has in New Orleans. So we start off, which we'll be doing here in about another week or two, at the college. They're going to do a series of, for lack of a better term, sort of an Iron Chef competition.
Okay.
And we dwindle that down to the handful of students. I'm lucky enough to be one of the judges there and go over there and try all their food. But when they announce it, after Chef Emeril's demonstration, that happens on Friday, May 30th at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We invite many of the parents of the students to come there, all the students that are involved. And it's quite a build-up for Chef Emeril, and he ultimately, you know, keeps it as no dry eyes in the house that day. So none of the students, I think over the last couple of years, only myself and Chef Sue Roth over at the college are the ones that actually know who the winners are up to that point. So
it'll happen there at the demo.
It's very, very exciting.
And
that's
I was
wonderful.
Fortunate enough to be there last year when this took place.
Yeah.
And it really is a very special moment. And not only for the students and the families, but all of their fellow students. You really mm-hmm. see the camaraderie. So you think about a school, 11,000 students, you think, oh, well, how do they really know each other? A lot of them are commuters. But you can tell that within the culinary program, they're a tight-knit bunch, and they're all rooting for each other. That was really, really impressive. And, of course, just to see Emeril interacting, here we are in the Lehigh Valley, and here's Emeril, this, you know, world-famous chef, conducting wonderful seminars and choosing sort of the next greats to go on.
And I think, you know, much like myself, I feel the same way, and I know this is really what drives Chef Emeril is when you have these young students and the camaraderie that we talked about, and you in some way foster that passion for food,
mm-hmm.
it's so very, very, that's really the most rewarding part about mm-hmm. being a chef or being in the culinary field, to see young people that really want to grow and learn in the industry. And again, we're very fortunate to have this relationship with Chef Emeril. He opens up his doors down in New Orleans, and it's a, I don't want to put the label as once-in-a-lifetime trip for these students that go down there, but it opens up so many doors for them. Chef Emeril has 13 restaurants, and obviously his connection with things like the Food Network and all these other celebrity chefs, and it's endless as to what the benefits could be for the students.
And Chef Emeril, looking over the events over the weekend and some of the highlights, I can kind of sense that presence, that kind of it was just a wonderful big embrace of wonderful foods, wine, but also the students. And it's all happening at the Sands, right? It's all happening over there.
Yes, it starts off Friday afternoon, May 30th, as I mentioned. We'll do Chef Emeril's cooking demonstration. We will then announce the winners of the culinary competition from the college. And actually this year, we've added sort of a competition for the front of the house, the hospitality students as well.
Mm-hmm.
The college has built up a program to do sort of a wine competition, a series of different things of picking and choosing and pairing wines with food and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We too will pick three winners from that competition. And those three, along with the three culinary winners, we'll go down to New Orleans. So this year we'll have six students from Northampton going down to New Orleans to work into his establishments down there.
That's great. And that's the kickoff event of the festival. And then that evening, one of the most, it sounds like an incredibly popular event, the Burger and Beer Bash.
Burger and Beer Bash. And that was new. You know, that was recently added. Okay. And it's grown. I mean, we expect probably over 2,000 people. Wow. And it was so well received last year, sort of just as an experiment and something new to try. But people had a fantastic time with that. So that's a great way to kick off your weekend, is to come to the Burger and Beer Bash.
That's
and
Friday
I understand,
night.
Too, that the beer beers that are offered are from around the world, but also from the Lehigh Valley here, but breweries in the Lehigh Valley.
We do. The focus for the Burger Bash, and I don't know if there's any other way to describe it but a party, because it's just a really good time. It's certainly a casual event. We have a great live band again this year, the Amish Outlaws, who just really bring that party atmosphere. But it's really built around, again, the great participation that we have with some wonderful restaurants and restaurateurs in the Lehigh Valley to kind of do their own spin on whatever a gourmet slider burger could be. We really encourage them to be as creative as possible. And with that, the students, again, they work all the stations. And last year we were fortunate enough, Chef Emerald, because part of this was his idea as well, you know, he wanted to walk out and just walk around and see, because it was very, very successful at year one. And it was like a rock star moment. I mean, everybody, once they got a look at him, it was like everybody charging at him. But that's great that we can take advantage of his presence there. So,
and what else is new this year? Because I know it's a really rapidly growing event. So what would be new for us?
Well, it's not so much that's what's new. It's kind of just how it's evolving. Okay. Additionally, on Friday night, we have the sponsorship reception and gala dinner in Chop House. Now, that runs... the reception's at 6 o'clock. The dinner in Chop House is at 7 o'clock. And again, that's for all the sponsors who support Northampton so very, very well. Almost simultaneously from 8 to 11 is the Burger Bash outside. Then we roll into the Food and Wine Weekend, the gala tasting over in our Sands Event Center. That's both Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 4.
Okay.
This year, we've modified the structure a little bit in that. The last few years, for an additional charge to the ticket price, you could go attend a champagne tasting room. For an additional ticket price, you could go to a spirits room and taste bourbon, scotches, all types of spirits over there. For an additional charge, you could have a chef's demo. We have numerous chefs coming in. This year, it's all included in one ticket price as a whole. We have several different chefs, one of which, Chris Wilson, who is Emerald's corporate chef, is coming in. We have Cher Harris, who is the executive pastry chef from Hotel Hershey. She recently won the Women's World Pastry Competition in Italy, so we're very, very excited to have her. All included in one ticket price.
And that's a huge advantage this year. I think that if people are wondering what do they really get for that ticket price, everything we've mentioned so far and then some, and it's hard to visualize it without going, but it really is spectacular to see and walk into that event center and see it filled. And not only is it filled with dozens and dozens of restaurants and wines, but you've got all of the extras now included in that ticket.
Right.
So spirits, champagne, pastries, chef demos, all of that's included. I will tell you one thing that's new this year, and I think you heard Victor say the Burger and Beer Bash is a big party, and it really is. So Daniel's BMW has stepped up and offered a new program called the Safe Ride Home, and they really are just trying to make sure that everybody gets home safely, and they're offering free rides if someone should need that to get home safely from the event. So people can come out, have a good time, and not worry about drinking, driving, getting into any
which
kind of trouble.
Which is really nice. Because it sounds like you want to make a day of it.
It sounds very much like a lot of fun, and we're doing it for the fifth year. We're going to be taking a little bit break, but when we come back, we'd like to find out more about some of the activities and perhaps some plans for the upcoming year. We're not even into this one yet, and I'm asking about the next one. Anyway, we're chatting with Ashley Russo and Victor Bach, who are festival committees of the Lehigh Valley Food and Wine Festival. We shall return in a moment with more festival highlights. Please stay with us. Yes.
WDIY is proud to sponsor Mayfair Festival of the Arts 2014, Friday, May 23rd through Monday, May 26th at the Allentown Fairgrounds. This year's festival, themed Come for the Art, Stay for the Music, features more than 100 hours of musical performances, 100 juried artists, a kid space with crafts and performance for children, and an art gallery with food, beer, and wine. Mayfair 2014 offers entertainment and activities for the whole family. For a complete list of performers and activities, mayfairfestival.org.
Yep. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. This is George Miller along with my wife, Kate Scuffle. And we are chatting with Ashley Russo and Victor Bach, who are committee members of the Lehigh Valley Food and Wine Festival. And it sounds just that it's absolutely fantastic. And I'm certainly going to be there to hear the Amish Outlaws. I know that.
You don't want to miss that. You know, they're not the only music that weekend. You know, there's also going to be the Craig Thatcher Band. Everybody loves Craig Thatcher, right?
Absolutely.
And the Billy Bauer Band. They're going to be there all day during the Grand Tasting on Saturdays and Sundays. So, again, not just food, not just wine, not just demos. There's live music at the same time. So, talk about everything wonderful and fun in the same place. This is it. It absolutely is it.
I was going to say, not to cast aspersions, but for a fundraiser that's doing this much good for the community, it's almost a guilty pleasure to be having so much fun.
It really is, and it isn't. And it isn't. You know, so much is donated. We really would be remiss if we didn't say there are a lot of sponsors involved, and those sponsors have stepped up. A lot of corporations in the area and donated, you know, fairly significant sums of money to underwrite the cost of the event. Restaurants are donating their time and their resources to the event, and it's really allowed in just 5 years to raise over $1 million for the Northampton Community College Foundation, and that's a lot of money that goes directly back to students that stay in this area. So it's just a great way. Everybody wins by coming to this festival.
And who are some of we're thinking of the restaurants in the area that we might be tasting and visiting with over the weekend? Some of the highlights or just some of the names of folks who are involved?
Lots of great ones. So some of the usual suspects you might hear, people have heard of Blue, Cosmopolitan, Edge. Mm-hmm. Of course, Emeralds will be represented. That wouldn't be right if they weren't. And the Maxim's 22. We've got McCool's down at the historic Red Lion Inn. Mm-hmm. A couple more, Bravo, Sodexo. Sodexo always does a great job. I don't know how many people realize, but Sodexo actually provides the food for a lot of the institutions in the area, be it hospitals, colleges and such, and they always bring great food. So there's quite a few that people will want to check out.
And I also noticed on the schedule a cigar bar. Along
we almost forgot about the cigar bar. I think I've got a picture of Victor at the cigar bar.
Oh, really?
And this is all included as well. I mean, we've got the cigar bar. I'm looking at wine seminar with a master sommelier, cooking and tasting demos, champagne and spirits, as you mentioned. And Sunday is all inclusive as well, just as jam-packed with wonderful events. And is that a more... Is it a more formal dress event, or is this just as kind of comfortable?
No, it's still very casual. I mean, it is. I think it comes off as a very elegant event, but it's certainly not
relaxed.
It's very much relaxed. And again, we can't really thank all of the vendor restaurants, the sponsors, for their participation. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot to be said to do this when they have their own businesses to run, where you know, they're running at basically another restaurant under a tent behind the casino or within the event center. We just cannot thank them enough for this. As we say, you know, this isn't our event. We just are lucky enough and privileged enough to host it, but it's the event for the college, so it's a great time. You know, back to the Burger Bash, we're really looking forward to that again this year. Like I said, it was a huge success last year. And the focus is, again, of course, on gourmet burgers. This year, we're going to have upwards of 22 different beer stands, probably featuring about 56 different beers, I think, is our last count. And again, the focus is on craft beer is really the point of that event. This year, too, again, through great sponsorship participation, we're going to have a stand with Tito's Vodka preparing some of their signature drinks, Dobell's Tequila, which is the official Burger and Beer Bash sponsor of the Amish Outlaws. They're going to feature some of their drinks, and we are going to do a Captain Morgan snow cone stand.
Oh, really? That's the first I'm hearing of that.
Yeah, we've come up with some recipes using Captain Morgan, and we're going to feature it in a snow cone.
Wonderful.
Make a day of it. What I recommend you don't do is get a ticket and plan to stop in for an hour. Yeah. First of all, you need to be able to make it last a couple meals, because even at bite size, you want to check out every station and you want to have the time to do that. And it's really a nice event. I have to say, I brought my mother-in-law last year. She came in from New Jersey, about an hour and a half away, and was just totally impressed with the quality of the entire event. It is casual. Come, be comfortable, but bring friends, bring family, make a day of it. We should let people know, too, that there are some great social media giveaways happening. So we really want to encourage people to please go to Facebook and like the Facebook page. That's LV Food Wine Fest or hashtag LV Food Wine Fest 14. There's actually a great, if you like the Facebook page and you like the posts, you will be entered to win a wine and dine package that includes all kinds of fabulous things from the Sands, from Emerald, from local restaurants, tickets to the event. So it's some really good prize packages. So go online. If you want to get more information, of course, you can always go to the website, which is LehighValleyFoodAndWine.com.
And can folks get tickets on the website?
They absolutely can. So easy to get tickets and, you know, support the event, decide to come to the Grand Tasting, burger and beer, bring friends.
Kick off the weekend in grand style.
Exactly.
And, of course, I've always been interested in the cooking and tasting demonstrations, which are have gone on and are continuing to go on. And I wait very eagerly
with
every year
breath.
to see someone doing some goulash. Will anyone do goulash this year? You know that
it's not on the plate as it were as of now. But
you can put it in a request.
See what we can do,
George.
Okay,
that's
right. Thank you.
You might be able to get Victor to do a special goulash just for you, George. I mean, you know.
But it's a wonderful array of guest chefs as well. I mean, I think that's exciting as well as the students. But to have that opportunity, like you said, almost a live cooking show at the same time we're enjoying and grazing and learning and eating and just having a wonderful time.
Again, aside from benefiting the college and the great programs that they have there, this event has, to me, just evolved in value.
Okay.
Especially, you know, the food and wine tasting on the weekend, as I mentioned earlier, the way we're including the spirits room, the champagne room, the chef's tasting room. Kevin Vogt is coming in from Emerald's Delmonico restaurant. He's a master sommelier to do some wine seminars. Very, very informative, very knowledgeable about wines. And like, you know, we were talking earlier, we have a fantastic array of restaurants. We have over 25 signed up for Saturday, and we have over 30 now for Sunday. So we're pretty much maxed out as far as the number of restaurants that we can participate based on the size of our venue.
Yeah.
Great problem to have on Sunday. We're looking for a few more on Saturday, but it's a tremendous value to the customer.
And this is just before we close. I mean, you've been with it since the beginning. Did you expect it to grow like this? Are you delighted? Have you seen change?
I was very hopeful because the first year's event and, you know, lugging tables outside under a tent, and we had this tremendous rainstorm that came through with rain blowing sideways into the tent. I really hoped and prayed that the event didn't continue to go down that avenue. But again, participation from the get-go has been great, and it's only continued to grow. So it's really a reflection back to the sponsors as well.
Mm-hmm.
The college is a great partner in all this with
us. And we would be remiss, and Victor won't say it himself, but if it was not for the support of Victor, his team, and the Sands, their participation is invaluable in the process. You know, we've got a great committee led by Mike Molesky and some others, and the college has been fantastic. But without the partnership of the Sands, with the power to sort of bring in Emerald, support the students, support the community, this event just would not happen, and it certainly wouldn't be what it is. So he puts in countless hours and effort and heart into every aspect of this. So know that there's been a lot of love behind everything that you see when you come to the festival, and truly we are supporting a wonderful thing. And in case you think that you're only supporting culinary students, you are not. Over 100 different fields are supported by these scholarships. So it's important to note that the foundation supports students in over 100 different fields. And it's a great way to support the future workforce of the Lehigh Valley.
It's wonderful. It really is.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to this year. But I would like, if you could give me a taster for perhaps 2015. Are there any ideas or thoughts floating about now, even as early as now before we do this one, about the next one? What are our hopes?
No rain. No.
Boy.
no rain.
Weather's always a good one.
Yeah, okay.
It's been helpful. We moved the Saturday and Sunday event inside 2 years ago to the event center. But, again, I think it's just a matter of increasing the value to the customer and in a number of different ways. Mm-hmm. We would love to get more and more celebrity chefs. Certainly they're a great draw to this event. Increased restaurant participation is always fantastic.
More giveaways. I think we're looking to do more for people that attend and thank them for their attendance through different giveaways and social media and growing it that way as well. So there are always great ideas, and it's amazing to see a team that's able to come together and implement such great ideas.
Well, we thank you all all of you have other work and other lives as well, and you've all come together as a committee to do this. So kudos to you as well.
Thank you.
Now, everyone, please don't forget, it's Friday, May 30th from 2 to 11, Saturday, May 31st from noon to 4, and on Sunday, May 31st, oh, wait a minute, Saturday is only the 31st, yeah, from noon to noon to 4. So we hope that you'll be with us and treat yourself very well at the Lehigh Valley Food and Wine Festival. We want to say a special thanks to Steve Aronson, who each week cooks up a storm as a technical engineer and knows more about preparing delicious borscht better than anybody I know. Thanks, Uncle Stevie. And thank you, Ashley and Mike, for being here today.
Good luck.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.